Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Okay, here to help out, Alex. Say hi to Sean.
What's up, Sean?
Good morning, Sean.
Hey.
We're going to try to get you some answers. Sorry that it didn't work out with the lady, but we'll call Laura in just a second. First, so tell us a backstory. Let's hear about your date.
Well, I'm a little nervous to come on here because calling a radio station is not really something that I would normally do in this situation. But my sister pushed me to call and said that you guys would be able to help me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nah, we got you, bro. We'll hold your hand through this whole thing. That's so funny.
First of all, how did you meet Laura?
Yeah, so I met Laura at a bar. Her friend used to date my best friend. So we just started talking, and I thought she was adorable. So we made plans to go out. We both live near the Domain. Mm-hmm. So we decided to spend the afternoon at Topgolf.
It's a fun date.
You can't go wrong at Topgolf. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I thought we it was a really great time. I had a lot of fun, but I will admit I drank a little too much. Here you go. I was positive we like tentatively planned on meeting up again, but she's taking forever to respond, and she's dodging like any plans for a second date. So I'm not really sure what's going on.
All right, good date. Topgolf. Got drunk. Pretty sure you made plans for a second date, but not 100% sure.
The pretty sure part.
And she's dodging you now. So, all right. Well, let's call her and see what's up, okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, Laura. Good morning. It's Brad Booker and Alex Franco. We're on the radio at Mix 94.7. Before you say anything else, I just want to give you a quick little rundown of what's going on. Okay. Hope you'll be able to talk to us for a minute. We have Sean on the phone. He called us for a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we're just here to mediate a conversation so you can feel comfortable talking to us knowing that we're not on anybody's side here. But he said that you guys went out and had a good time at Topgolf, and he was trying to set up a second date. I'm pretty sure that he did, but he has not heard from you. So we wanted to find out where your mind is. And
he did throw in that one biggie.
Oh, he said that he had a little too much to drink, but he was pretty sure that you guys planned a second date.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. So,
how was your date with Sean? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, the date with Sean actually was really good. It was pretty much perfect date until like it wasn't. Okay. We went to Topgolf. Did he mention what happened?
He had a little too much to drink. He said.
Yeah. Well, he got like crazy drunk, and he started like hitting balls, you know, the golf balls, like, and he got so mad because he was doing so poorly that he threw his club into the area where you hit the balls.
Wait, he pitched his club into the over the edge?
I've never seen that. Oh my God.
Yeah, so management actually came up to us and asked us to leave. So, I mean, they were actually really cool about it, but I personally was mortified.
I apologized to you, and you said don't sweat it. You said it was all good. It was all good. I thought everything was okay.
Well, you know why? Because I don't really know you that well, so I was just kind of trying to keep the peace in case you were going to escalate farther. Honestly, at that point, I just wanted to go home, so I was just trying to, like, appease you.
Well, I'm sorry.
You didn't mention that part there, homeboy.
Bro, I mean, that's big.
I'm like super embarrassed. I'm so sorry, Laura. I don't really remember throwing the club.
Come on.
I mean, yeah.
Laura, he does feel bad about it. He said he apologized. Mm-hmm. Does that matter at all to you? Are you just not interested in a second date?
You know, I appreciate the apology, and I think it's good that you feel bad about it, honestly. No, I'm not. I'm not interested. Like, I understand he was drunk, and we've all done some stupid when we're drunk. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he was so aggressive, it really turned me off.
I see. Well,
yeah.
Is it weird that I knew that she was going to say that, like, right when I heard her start talking? Like, I knew he did something really, really stupid, and I knew she was done.
Well, clearly she is, and sorry about that. For both of you, sorry you had to go through that. Sean, certainly, now you know. I mean, she was cool about it, but inside she was like, look, I'm just going to be cool about it, end this date, and move on.
All right, man.
Can you imagine being banned from Topgolf?
Were y'all banned, Laura? Did they say anything about a ban, or they just say, go home and get some sleep?
Yeah, it was the latter.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.